can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting Network. So this character, Othol Wallace, he's affiliated with the Not Effing Around Coalition. Grandmaster Jay and the little black guys running around at the Stone Mountain Memorial in Louisville, and was captured at a black nationalist encampment, kind of a treehouse they had up there, and they found all kinds of grenades, allegedly, and firearms and all this stuff. And so there's a lot of useful idiots getting sucked into this NFAC type goofiness and the rest of it. And they see the government as the white man. Okay. Not even realizing that the government has been turned by the usual suspects, the Jesuit Jew axis here, against the traditional Americana white guys. And then you've got so many racial traitors in the white sector that'll go along with it, and they think it's great. You know, you got this police chief up there in Portland. Don't worry, Antifa, BLM. It was a white guy we shot. You don't have to riot. Chauvin, this character with this Floyd incident, gets 22 and a half years, 10 years have passed where the recommended sentence. But see, this Zio media, see, I kept talking about this years ago, how media is totally crafted for different demographics, to where they own black media. And so they've got black people thinking they're under some sort of genocidal assault here in the United States, when they're the ones committing the genocide against whites. This is how flipped the script. This is how good these demons are. They actually think, they got LeBron James thinking, oh my God, white, black men are being hunted. Man, by your own homies, you guys are hunting each other, sure. And people are catching stray bullets due to your BS, but white people are being hunted. Look at the numbers by blacks. But yet, they've got the media so demonically crafty that they'll have one incident, and they'll play it on a loop across all their little channels, and it goes through Facebook and all the Instagram and all the rest. And they got these people thinking that we need to arm up the white man's killing us. No, dude. It's the other way around. Now, the punks at the top, the Gateses and the rest of it, yeah, they're killing everybody with the vaccines, spiking the food with poisons. I mean, the magnetite, the nanographene that these people are exposing that's in these vaccines, the Neuralace. I mean, it's just over the top. So Sydney's going into a two-week lockdown, a hard lockdown over the Delta variant. Oh, Dianne Feinstein with her 20 years having a Chinese spy limo driver. Oh, she just put up her $41 million mansion in Lake Tahoe up for sale. Feinstein, 85 years old, and the wench won't leave the Senate. Because that's that demonic Jew energy. They have to hold on to power until the last grasp, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I seen this white dude on the road next to me with a Ruth Bader Ginsburg sticker on his car. I just look over. I'm like, I didn't even have the energy or to whatever to flick him off or whatever. Just like, this is our country. Make-A-Wish Foundation, hey, only if you take the death shot, kid, that will make your wish come true before the thing kills you, gives you myocarditis. I mean, Trump ripping the Wisconsin and Michigan rhinos. You see all these articles, oh, Trump's ripping these rhinos. These rhinos are Democrats that join the Republican Party to sabotage your party. Duh. Why do you think the Republican Party can't get anything done? Because you've been infiltrated by Marxists. Now, the Republican Party had a red history back during the time of Lincoln, radical red Republicans. And one of these days I'll play this kind of sermon on that. Pretty good stuff. Trannies all over the Olympics. So I got to give Brett Favre some props. NFL legend Brett Favre slams the Olympics for allowing biological males to compete with women. So, you know, he's gonna get thrown under the bus by the Rainbow Mafia. You know what kills me though? These lesbians. They are not. Not enough of them are seeing the assault on women through this tranny insertion into their sports. They should be up in arms. But see, that's all being suppressed. You see, when Martina Navratilova or a few of them, they get skewered, excoriated. Okay? But they should be all up in arms about trying to save their own sports. I mean, it's so insane. It's so insane. So let's get into this real quick. We're going to talk about nanographene and mesh and the jabs and this Neuralace possibly in the jab that's going right into people's brains. The Tesla kind of type of Neuralace. And magnetite. Okay, so we're going to run through this. Mr. Producer, get clip two ready first. Now, some researchers are going under these electron microscopes and looking at what's in these vaccines or genetic sabotage injections. Excuse me, I shouldn't use that word, vaccine. So this one's about nanographene. Go ahead and roll two.
First image is what appears in the vial, allegedly. Very interesting, frankly concerning, substance to find in the vial, I would think. It's not what I would expect the vial to look like up close. So what they say in the video is, quote, what you are seeing there, that whole area, the size of a micron, a micrometer, which would be 1,000 nanometers under the electron microscope, this suspicious mesh is what we had to find what it was in the first place. Apart from this, other studies have been made that have determined what you already know. Nevertheless, let's continue with the analysis of the photograph. The truth is that it looks like a satanic mesh. Let's take a look at another photo. Here, also at 1 micrometer, a micron, which is 1 millionth of a meter, and 1,000 times more than a nanometer, there you see it a little bit better. Let's look at another photo. Here it is, even more enlarged, 5 times more, at 200 nanometers. And what I want you to notice is especially this blackish thing that appears over there as a kind of mesh, because what's behind it are probably holes. Probably. Here's another one at 200 nanometers, but with a little more light. And as I say, the interesting thing is in fact the mesh. This mesh that covers everything. They go on to say, this is a sample photo taken from the scientific literature. This is what I want you to see. Now, I'm going to put the image on the left of the vaccine sample and on the right of the graphene, and you draw your own conclusions. It does look very similar, doesn't it? Now, it looks like roughly the same scale, although the indicator on the left says 200 nanometers above the line, and the one on the right says 500 nanometers. The one on the right does look about 2.5 times the one on the left when you look at the line segments. So in the video, they go on to say, all the people who have worked with this material, obviously, when they have been presented with this material, have told us that without any doubt, it is graphene oxide. Apart from the evidence, as I say, of spectroscopy and magnetic resonance, we are now going to see some images under the optical microscope. These have much less magnification, but it is also significant.
Get the next one, clip 3, ready. Now, this is Richie from Boston, okay? So you got this graphene oxide, like, mesh, okay? Let's think about the fact that what if Elon Musk's type of Neuralace, they miniaturized it to the point where it could come out of the syringe into your bloodstream, get into your bloodstream. Now, you know that they're doing these autopsies and finding this mRNA trash in all everybody's our organs. So it didn't stay up there in the shoulder like it's supposed to. It got into every organ under person, probably in their way into their brain, too. So think if there's some sort of a nano mesh neural lace type of thing. I mean, that's just crazy to think about, but go ahead and roll clip 3.
Remember this way back in the day when I used to have Anthony Patch on, and we talked about this before Joe Rogan did. The neural lace by Elon Musk, the thing that they shoot into your carotid artery and it wraps around your brain, giving you the ability to think and act in real time like a computer. Well, this thing came around. They were telling us because of AI being so smart that we wouldn't be able to keep up unless we got the neural lace. Well, guess what? I'm 99.9% positive the COVID shot with its magnetic qualities and all is, in fact, the neural lace. That's why they pulled this entire hoax. That's why they pulled this scam. And that's why everybody's getting this. Once they get this shot inside them, it is going to be a neural lace that's going to wrap around their brain. And they'll be able to control them like a remote control car. Period. Just like I told you back in 2015, it's what I'm telling you now. They're doing it. When I get emails from people that I know that work in healthcare that aren't awake telling me, hey, dude, these shots are magnetic. People are able to stick the magnet on their skin and it tracks around. That's insane. And then when you see mainstream rebuking it, well, then you know it's a fact. I am telling you, this is this. It's the neural lace. No two ways about it. Do not take this thing whatsoever at all. And for the girl, Vicky, that emailed me, I feel bad. But I mean, if you have a loved one in the hospital in any type of care, out of your hands, they're getting the COVID shot straight up. There's no two ways about it. Of course they're going to lie to you because this entire thing is a hoax. It's been a hoax since day one. Oh, look, the flu went away. Are you kidding me? That blows me away that people actually believe that. Myself and probably hundreds of other YouTubers told you back in the back when this first happened, hey, they're no longer counting the flu deaths. Well, of course they aren't. They weren't counting heart attacks. They weren't counting kidney disease. They weren't counting anything. Everything was COVID, remember? And then in New York, they were giving those people those, I forget the name of the thing, but the governor needed them so bad, blah, blah, blah. They were basically drowning people and calling it a COVID death. And I think this is from the same subscriber.
And then if you'd get clip four ready, the next one. Now, one of the listeners sent me this one. It's on Amazing Polly's other channel, her new channel. Okay. More Polly. And you can find that on BitChute. And this has to do with this Professor Persinger up in Canada. It ties in. It's going to start with his kind of talk, and then it's going to go into some stuff that Polly's St. George is going to get into. But it's talking about magnetite, okay? I mean, the amount of different elements into these genetic sabotage injections, it's mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. But let's go ahead and so we're talking about a Neuralace, we're talking about nanographene, and now we're going to talk about magnetite. Go ahead and roll clip four.
First of all, knowledge is the ultimate power. And as you know, revolutions occur when about 50%, and this is historical, when about 50% of the population becomes educated, that's when you have revolutions, historically. Okay? When they become literate. That's why people are often, and dictators are often against literacy or access to free information. But what would happen? Knowledge is the ultimate power. First of all, the control of populations is based upon a few having discretionary information over the many. Call them government sometimes. Right? Or administrations. Economic advantage derives from proprietary information. If everybody had equal access and knew what the other person was thinking, do you think there'd be rich people? Think there'd be poor people? And finally, the success of governments depends upon sequestered facts. Do you really think governments could have their power that they have right now if you knew everything they were doing? Of course not. We have seen the impact of leaking information through the web, haven't we? It's enough to make some people want to take the person who leaked it and bring them back and basically prosecute them for treason or some other kind of confabulated reason. What would happen if you had access to all information from every other human brain through a new technology that is now being developed? And the answer is no more secrets. Thank you.
Do you think with the constant bombardment of all that information that eventually it would be a case of seeing too much and people just wouldn't care? And so you could hide the secrets in plain sight?
If you have access to information for the average individual and you make it such that all 6 billion, 7 billion people see it, what most people do is they extract the essence. Right? So I don't think you can hide important things. Critical things people see right away. I hope that answers your question. I think you're talking about sensory overload. And the answer is that, well, put it this way. If somebody suddenly realized that there's going to be a limited amount of food, I think most people would figure that out pretty quickly. Right? You wouldn't hide it very easily.
Okay.
Right.
And how on the earth, there are 6 billion of different people on the earth, and you have access to all this brain, then how can you specifically connect to your sister, for example? Do you think you have some kind of physiology difference or genetics involved in that?
Well, what we can do, in terms of the question was, there's 6 billion, 7 billion type brains. How do we get congruence? First of all, we know that genetically the congruence is much greater than suspected. And what we don't know right now is the actual fine-tuning, the actual, for example, if you're playing a radio, I mean, if you have systems or stations are very, very close together, they tend to overlap. So the critical thing is how much discrimination there is. If we took a look at the fact that are all the brains that different? And the answer is probably not. There is going to be some overlap. There's going to be some distance factors in terms of we know that most of these phenomena tend to occur within a couple hundred kilometers. And the more genetically similar they are, the more likely there are to be congruent. In other words, identical twins. People who have reinforcement histories that are shared are much more likely to have these kinds of connections. So to answer your question, It would be sort of like the technology we have to develop. I mean, there used to be a phenomenon called a foxhole radio, where if you put together the right carbon and things, you could pick up local channels, but a lot of channels were going. It was all gobbledygook. And so we got better kinds of technology, and now we can separate out these different signals. So right now, think of the brain as that, is that simple old radio system. And with modern technology, or with more sophisticated understanding of the brain, we may actually be able to discriminate these different sources. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's how I would accommodate it.
That's what he believed. And now we're getting Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum going out there saying kind of the same thing?
It's at the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
Do you notice when they talk about 5G and the Internet of Things, they show the shape of a human brain with all the dots connecting, and then they show the world with the same kind of graphic with all the dots connecting with lines in between them? What's that all about? I wonder. Gee, I wonder. I also find it very interesting the shape of the crystals of magnetite. Aren't they an interesting shape? They're kind of pyramids. Aren't they pyramids? If you buried one half under the ground? And they're polygons. Would they be? Would they be polygons? 3D polygons? And now we're getting into cyber polygon. And they also remind me, sorry, but they do. They remind me of these things. The tiny hats, which I don't remember what they're called. And the Kaaba in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, where the people just rotate and rotate around them like a little, you know, lineup of ants. It's just creepy. It's creepy to me. It also brings to mind one of the weirdest things about the United Nations, their meditation room. This was installed in the early 1950s by Dag Hammarskjöld. This is a 4-foot-high stone altar made of black crystalline ore, magnetite, what we've been talking about. The stone is extremely magnetic and it possesses polarity. Its foundation goes straight into the bedrock of the earth underneath the floor of the room. The lodestone, they also call it lodestone. They call this material lodestone. The lodestone was the largest of its kind ever mined and was given to the United States by the Swedish government in 1957. The room is dimly lit, however, a small beam of light from a lens in the ceiling focuses on the altar. Dag Hammarskjöld, former UN Secretary General, described this center stone as, quote, the symbol of the God of all. This meditation room
pause it for a
is
sec, Mr. Producer.
Dedicated
hey,
to a-
think about this, folks. Think about all these people that took the jab going into that meditation room now and wonder what'll happen to them. All right, go ahead and resume.
And overseen by an organization called the Lucis Trust, which has standing at the United Nations. The Lucis Trust used to be called the Lucifer Publishing Company. Yes, the Lucifer Publishing Company. You can look up all of this. And they have an organization called Triangles. What does one side of magnetite look like? Triangles. And they are dedicated to bringing about the new Christ, world peace under one world religion. It just gets freakier and freakier, doesn't it? Well, we watched this little clip of Dr. Michael Persinger's 2011 work, and I will link you to his No More Secrets lecture, which is actually really boring to listen to, in my opinion, but it shows you how far out there this type of research was allowed to go at universities. And I don't know, maybe he's telling the truth about what can be done, but he comes off a bit like a cold reader to me. That's how he comes off to me, myself. But in either case, Persinger was a long-standing researcher and professor at Laurentian, and all of a sudden in 2018, I believe, or maybe 2017, he got fired for a funny throwaway line that had a swear word in it, I think, in one of the things he hands out to his class year after year after year. All of a sudden, he got fired for that. He's a tenured professor. It's really hard to do that. And then, shortly thereafter, He died. August 17th, 2018. He died. I don't know what's up with that. But sometimes these bad guys like to steal other people's research. Other people have come forward and claim to have discovered the same thing he discovered. And also then consider these, which I mentioned earlier. These are the patents for cryptocurrency mining using body activity. And you see these nanoparticles? One other thing they're very good for is tracking the body, the heart rate, the temperature, microbes, what microbes are in you, all kinds of things. That's another thing they use these nanoparticles for. And they're going to make profit off that, as you could just see right there. They can harness your body activity data and mine cryptocurrency with it. Here's another patent that's similar from AT&T. This one was from Microsoft. And now this article, 2019, super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles, spions, modulate HERG ion channel activity. I'm pointing this out because they're talking about using for drug delivery. And down here, they say that it is dangerous. The Fe2 plus ions released from magnetite NPs may represent a cardiac risk. And what's been happening with the people after they've gotten the injections, especially the young people, aren't they having myocarditis, heart attacks, and other problems with their hearts? That's another piece of evidence, in my opinion, that that's exactly what's going in the shots. And now, finally, I want to wrap up with something. Maybe it's fun. It's fun considering what we've been talking about anyways. This magnetite. You see, here on this site, it says that the formula is Fe2, Fe3, plus 204. You know what came to my mind when I saw that? And I'm using this magnetite as a subject, and I'm thinking about it in terms of coronavirus, COVID-19. COVE plus FE. Remember this? Who can figure out the true meaning of COFIFI? Tweets Trump on May 31st, 2017. I don't know. That's what popped to my mind. I can't help it. Cove, Fifi. Together, are they being used to invade our bodies, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, and are they going to exploit this to turn us into soft robots, more or less? I don't know. But I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. I hope I haven't scared you too much. But I'm sorry. This is all out there, and I had to share it sometime, so now I have. Please visit my website.
Go ahead and stop it there. Covfefe. Remember that Trump tweet? Everybody threw him under the bus. He's drunk. He's on drugs. COVID. F-E-F-E. Iron, iron. Magnetite. That's kind of crazy. Thanks to Dr. Lisa for sending me that one, by the way. Trump's in on this, unfortunately. He turned out to be a Reagan 2.0 actor, blah, 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 blah. And he's advancing this world order system just like Biden. The yin and the yang is what it is. And when we get back, we got some callers lined up. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to get on for the last half hour, I'll take calls and I'll try to run through a few more things. But the white papacy and the black papacy. Okay. I've been kind of meditating on this, listening to various Protestant preachers and so forth, and there's some interesting, and I've talked about it before, but it's really hitting home now, so we'll see you on the other side of the break. I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Thank you.
right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The white papacy and the black papacy. So the white papacy is what you see out in front, the guy dressed in white. The machinations are all kind of covered in the media, so forth and so forth. The black papacy, that's the superior general of the Jesuit order, and they do things clandestinely. They are under the surface. So think about the Tao, the yin and the yang, the white and the black, and how they make a synergistic swirl. And this is how they do things. Think about the Civil War. And I was listening to a preacher talking about the Civil War. So the white papacy, they basically recognized the South and supported the South in the Civil War. Okay? But behind the scenes, the Black Pope and the Jesuits, they all wanted to crush the South. Okay? So they do a head fake. The white Pope, he supports the South in their quest for secession and so forth. And then the entire time they are plotting the Union Army to come in and raise the South. Just like now with Biden, the bishops, the Catholic bishops, they're all talking about cutting off all these pro-choice politicians. Behind the scenes, you got Fauci and these guys taking dead babies' freaking hair patches and putting them on rats. See, this is how they roll. So the one agenda is all nicey-nice on the surface. Oh, yeah, we're going to support, blah, blah, you know, pro-life and blah, blah, blah. And then behind the scenes, these guys are into all kinds of bad things. So they support one country or leader on the surface, while the Jesuits are under the surface plotting this dude's assassination or overthrow. See, that's how they roll. And so we must learn this formula for us to understand how these characters act on the world stage. All right. So let's start taking some of these calls, and I got a bunch of stuff left we'll try to get through, but let's take the calls. Let's take James in Canada first. James, greetings.
The graphene sounds like they're trying to assemble some kind of transceiver inside somebody. It's like a crystal radio.
Well, hey, yeah, that makes sense, because you see these people with the Bluetooth, having connections popping up. Somebody was showing me an article where basically a guy's sitting there like in a parking lot in a school where all these kids took the jab, and he's got his Bluetooth open, you know, and it's always scanning right for signals, and all these people walk by, and all of a sudden you got a whole bunch of signals that are not necessarily that, you know. And then you could say, well, that's their phones, but AstraZeneca, the AstraZeneca guy over there, he took the AstraZeneca shot, and he walks by a freaking TV, and then all of a sudden he sees this a Bluetooth TV, and he sees this AstraZeneca thing pop up. I don't, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, a 1,000 micron crystal will vibrate at certain frequencies. See, that's what these things are, right? And the magnetite, right? There, you got it. You've got some kind of a you've got the carbon, and you've got some kind of inductor. The magnetite could be some kind of inductor, right? Yeah. But crystals can be taken apart, and so magnetite, there's probably a way to flush that out of the body, because in chemistry, like attracts like, there's something that's going to take those graphenes apart, and there's something that's going to dissolve the magnetite or get it into a solution so it can pass the body, see?
Yeah, let's hope.
I'm not saying that's 100% guaranteed, but if they put it together like the guy says in the movie, we can take it apart. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, let's hope for all these people that got duped into taking this tracking, whatever, it's probably just like any other things that they throw at us. It's a probably a multi-pronged, multi-faceted, functional thing. So it's some sort of tracking device. It's some sort of mind control device. You know, it's probably got multiple applications.
Yep. And all those amateur electronics experts, and I don't mean amateur in the negative sense, they should be building things to track this stuff, right? There's a lot of guys out there that are good in electronics, right?
Yeah,
and that's one thing you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. So,
anyway, well, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to call again. I got more on the Jesuits for you.
Okay, cool.
I'll give you that another time.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. Let's take Chance over there in WV. What's going on, Chance?
Yes, hello, Robert. Thank you for taking my call now. Before I get to my point, I thank you so much for encouraging people to think rather than just react, just the way Jeff Renz does. Before I get to my point, you mentioned the Jesuits. How many people are aware that the Jesuits, along with the CIA, fomented civil war and revolution throughout Central America, throughout South America? How many people are aware that Ignatius of Loyola was a crypto Jew? How many people are aware that the oath in William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, is a Jesuit oath? They don't realize this, and I thank you for bringing that out. And to get to my point now, Robert, real quick, so somebody else can get on, I believe Trump will come back, and I'll tell you why. Not for the reason that these Trumpsters want him back, but because Biden didn't reach his quota with the kill jab. What better person to have come in now to convince all these Trumpsters, hey, you got to take your jab? This is what
coming. Chance, and I brought that up. That's a valid perspective, but he's going to have to turn into a pretty bad dude like WWE style, because I think a lot of these people that's a line in the sand for him. No matter if it's Trump or anybody else that tries to say that you need to get it, they're going to tell him to shove it. So my thing is he going to turn into this so-called fascist dictator that everybody said he was the first 4 years? You see what I'm saying? Is he going to assume
Robert, I think he'll do it in a subtle way. He's got these Trumpsters in the palm of his hand. If he says, take the jab, they'll line up like lemmings to get their jab. This is what I see coming. You know, and I resented all these people saying Trump is going to ride in like a knight on a white horse. I think all that bullshit. Now, let me tell you, I think he's going to come back and he's going to convince all these idiots, hey, line up. It's good for you.
Here's another thing, yes, Chance. Lucky Larry Silverstein, Rudy Giuliani just lost his law license in New York, okay? And then Trump. Mm-hmm. These guys are all New Yorkers. They know what happened. They know what happened on 9/11.
Of course.
And so everybody's boo-hooing about Rudy losing his law license. The guy should have been in jail for the last 20 years.
For 9/11,
people lose sight of this.
Robert, God bless you now. And you, like Jeff Renz, make people think. People need to think. They need to research. And you are the man to do it. You and Jeff Renz, God bless both of you. Getting people to think is more important than getting them to react impulsively or haphazardly. And
everybody needs to remember Trump's campaign promise. Oh, we'll get to the bottom of 9/11.
Yeah.
That was like,
joke.
So it never happened. Nobody ever touched it.
Don't be surprised to see him rear his head again. They'll bring him back to convince people.
It's a possibility. It's a strong possibility.
Yeah, just to get the jab, to finish the work that the other people started. Robert, thank you for taking my call now, and God bless you, sir.
You too, man. Take care. Let's take Bruce in Texas. Anybody else wants to jump on? 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Bruce in Texas, greetings.
Greetings, Semper Fi, bro.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, yeah, you're former military like I am. General Milley there. Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx.
But that doesn't mean I'm a communist.
And what else did he say? I don't know why everybody keeps saying the army is woke. I'm offended. He's offended. Oh my God. I'm almost ashamed to even say that I'm a veteran. I guess because we were in different eras. There's really nothing to be ashamed of.
I've been thinking about this. Think about this. Obama purged all those generals, remember? 200 and some on. Milley didn't get purged, did he?
No.
Milley's a Bostonian, good old Catholic boy. You see what I'm saying? He's part of that papal general. You know, you got McChrystal. You got, what was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the last one? Dunford. You had all these McGenerals, all these Irish Roman Catholic generals. You had Mattis, another Roman Catholic general. And I grew up Roman Catholic. I ain't got an axe to grind, but they all seem to make it. Peter Pace, all these guys, they all seem to make it into these four-star positions, and they're Vatican stooges, and so they're right there in the hand of the Jesuits, Jewish mafia, that are running this synergistic power-sharing agreement between them, and to turn us into this big conglomerate of, you could just say, collectivism, to where they're going to put us all into this Borg collective. Now this shot really looks like almost a Borg system, to where when they decide it's going to probably create have a very strong influence on their mind. Think about all those shots that the military was developing to try to get the person away from God and religion. Think about all that stuff that came out over the last 10, 12 years about various types of vaccinations and then augmentations, to where the soldier wouldn't feel pain. He wouldn't feel a connection to God. He could train longer, harder, smart. You know what I mean? It's like Matrix Terminator level crap.
Yeah, yeah. They call it transhumanism. It's actually dehumanism.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting rid of the thing that makes you. You're basically, what it is, it's like it's taking you out of the realm where you are created in the image of the Almighty, and so then you become something else, more of an animal species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Going back to the white European tradition, you know, they're wiping it all away.
Sure.
To be a warrior, you used to have integrity and honor, and, it's just all being wiped away. It's basically an army of psychopaths.
They want to put trannies in all these units and all. I mean, think about it. You got these bastards are going to use VA funds for sex changes of mentally ill PTSD soldiers, while other ones are sitting there waiting on some sort of a real medical procedure. But you're going to blow $50,000 to turn Tommy into Tammy. I mean,
the FAA put out a thing that the FAA wants the aircraft manufacturers to stop using sexist terminology like cockpit, unmanned, etc. I need to get me a bicycle horn for the honking, man, because it's just incredible.
Think about this. The vaccines are also, they have this problem with people's blood clotting. Now, think about all the politicians before this all ever even came up that were having problems because they're always flying, having problems with blood clots. Think of what it's doing to these pilots. That's why they can't. That's why they're having these massive pilot shortages. That pilots already had problems with blood clots before the damn jab. And I mean, it's insane.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Bless. Okay. Well, thanks for taking the call.
All right. Let's take Richard in Austin. Greetings, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Robert?
Hey, man.
I had a quickie. Yeah, out of respect for Dr. Bill Deagle, who I've been telling everybody about, he finally got his EduCap up in finance. He's got the bioengine ready to start producing the EduCap that's going to cure not only all the different variations of COVID that's coming out, you name it, it's going to cure it. And he describes the science. Just go to his website, NutraMedical, how it literally changes the lock on the cell so the spike protein cannot enter the lock. So, I mean, you can't get no better. So, yeah, and it's no side effects, no Hertz timers effect, nothing. It's just
hey, now let me ask you this. Richard, let me ask you this. What's he saying about all the various stuff? I haven't been keeping up. I've got to kind of I've got so much on my plate. What's he saying about the magnetic aspects and the nanotech aspects and all that as far as the shots?
Right. He covers all that because, remember, he was a bioweapons engineer. Yeah. 40 years ago, so he was a groundbreaker. So he covers all that. His EduCap will reverse all damage. Everything that they're putting in you, it doesn't matter if it's a download of whatever or baby fetal tissue, because it's all designed to disrupt your DNA and everything that's been inherited for the last 10 million years. It's going to reverse all that. It's going to put you back on track. See, even he's got a vitamin that jumps gene snips. So that's why I'm able to play basketball again at 63, twisting, turning, jumping, literally diving for loose balls, because his products don't not only leave you with any side effects, they rebuild every part of your body, from the telomeres to the, you name it. That's what his products do. And they're dirt cheap. If a burnt-out, dumb jock like me can afford them, then right, anybody can. It's just so. Yeah, his EduCap, he's got all the patents. He was working with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and other doctors, but they got scared and started just basically bad-mouthing and turning on him because he's real passionate. So he compliments people. He probably over-compliments people that finally pay attention to him, and that plays against him. So they start thinking, oh, he's some kind of dirty old man or whatever. But patents speak louder than words. So he's got the patents. He's got multiple billionaires backing his products. He's about ready to be a multi-billionaire. He's about ready to literally just completely destroy the pharmaceutical industry. And remember, I'm a live, living witness to the effects of his product. I can send you YouTube of me playing basketball, hitting the heavy bag with young man speed, accuracy, agility, everything. But it's not about me. It's about his product. So look up EduCap. He's looking for ground. Anybody who gets with his product, he's looking for people to sign up to be the first line of, I'm not going to call them guinea pigs. That's kind of disrespectful. But, he needs people to sign up to start doing the testing to make sure that if they're testing positive, then he's got his first line kit. That's already been out there for a year, and he hasn't lost one patient. Now, remember, he's a multi-whistleblower, and he brags about not losing one patient that's been on his first line kit. Now, if he was bragging about that and giving disinformation, he'd have been SWAT teamed, just like Stone and everybody else. But they won't mess with him because he's one of them who has defected. So Dr. Deagle deserves respect. And, I mean, I don't mean to call and disrupt your show or anybody else's, but I just don't see the man getting no respect. And he's getting ready to save the entire planet because it's not like MMS and some of these other products that do work. I've tried MMS. It works. But Dr. Deagle's products is going to spin off other products that are going to be patented, and the patent process has already started with other products, and it's going to save people from cancer and all kind of other stuff. And eventually, he's going to stop aging. And I'm a living witness to that. Like I say, I played basketball. I was like one of those junkyard dog basketball players that went to every pickup game, played.
Richard, I got one more caller, so let me cut you off and grab this one last caller, all right? But I'm going to look into this stuff again because I've lost contact with Dr. Deagle. I haven't been following him, so I'm going to try to jump on that, and I'll try to get up to snuff, and the next time you call, we'll talk, all right? All right, let's take John in Louisiana. John, how are you doing?
Good, how's it going? Hey, somebody talked about whiteness. But one of my assertions about whiteness, like, aren't we the descendants of everybody that got a new control system and accepted a foreign religion beaten into us? Because look at the bloody verdict of a doom by Charlemagne. He beheaded all those people that didn't want to create convert to Christianity, so they died free. The rest of us live in slavery, converting to a foreign religion and living in that control system.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have that paradigm, and you know, you're free to accept or reject whatever theological construct you know you want to. That's what's great about kind of like the more of the Enlightenment Western tradition or Protestantism. Protestants did some persecuting too, but not nothing near as on the lines of Catholicism in its history. But Protestants have been pretty tolerant of a lot of other faiths, especially in the last number of years. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I don't push religion down anybody's throats, and I hope you don't either.
Right. All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, so Pelosi announces the House is going to officially create a select committee to investigate the January 6th crap. So the Senate blocked it. Pelosi, Jesuit Tua Pelosi, she's going to go ahead and do her own commission. Craziness. So the guy that invented mRNA technology, okay, Dr. Robert Malone. Yes, my concerns are that the government is not being transparent about those risks and speaks out on vaccine concerns for young people. You know, I got a clip that from Dr. Scott Jensen, who's running for mayor of Minnesota. He's talking about for young people, but I'm concerned about all people for mRNA crap. Okay, so the inventor doesn't want to go all the way. Okay. But I'm concerned about what it does to all people, especially with all these other ingredients that now are starting to trickle out, the nanographene, the mesh, Neuralace, magnetite, who knows what the hell else, what other kind of nanotech you got in here that are going to build things in somebody's human person. You know, that's what's nutty to me. You got professors talking about blowing up Republicans, okay? UNC Wilmington professor triggers a firestorm calling for killing of conservatives. Dr. Dan Johnson. See, these people can get away with way, way more genocidal language. And this is a white guy, and you can tell he's mentally ill. I mean, it's up on Zero Hedge, so if you want to see a picture of this goofball with his Hawaiian shirt. But, I mean, the sickness that has infested these people, where they actually call for the deaths of other people just because they're on the political other side, when their side are the ones with the long history of, you know, killing people, the communists, Holodomor, the Great Leap Forward, you know, all that good stuff. All right, folks, we'll see you. Thanks for listening. A lot going on. False flag alert. False flag alert in the next few days leading up to the 4th or on the 4th. False flag alert.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.